Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You probably already know that cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in the world. Our next guest's company is targeting that problem with a new drug delivery platform that won them the most recent Innovision Technology Development Award. Matthias Brueggemans is CEO of Elastrin Therapeutics, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Matthias, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very proud to be selected by the jury and all the people among a very tough landscape of great companies in South Carolina. So big surprise for us. Also the first award that we won, and it's one that goes straight into the heart. Absolutely.
And so tell us how this all got started.
So the company got started almost exactly 4 years ago. So early 2018, it got founded in Greenville, out of research from the University of Clemson. Professor Vaiva Hare is a very well-known scientist in Clemson, and he has worked more than 20 years on developing a new technology, and that technology then was the basis to start Elastrin Therapeutics.
Your company then is licensing this technology from him and Clemson, or is he part of the new company?
Yeah, he's fully part of our company. He's our chief scientific officer, and we indeed license the technology from Clemson.
All right, well, now tell us about this specific technology that won the award.
It's all centered around elastin. That's also the name, why the name of the company is called Elastrin. And elastin is a very important part of our body. It allows you to pump around blood and oxygen. It's part of our blood vessels. It's part of our lungs. And just like the name says, elastin, it's the elastic fiber that makes it possible to pump around blood. The problem is that it only gets made once in a lifetime, when we're young, and it stops when we're about 6 years old. The next problem is that it starts to degrade. It starts to get damaged as we grow older. So as of 25, so a lot of people listening to the show, we'll all have, me as well, we all have damaged elastin. And the problem is when it really gets excessive, it really leads to a lot of cardiovascular and lung disease. So our technology is a nanotechnology, so meaning that it's a very small sphere that contains a drug. Our small sphere binds only to the damaged elastin, so not to the healthy tissue that it leaves alone. It only binds to the damaged elastin, and there it releases its compounds, and that compound can restore the damaged elastin. So in a way, our technology can bring you back, for example, our 70-year-old patient, it can bring you back about 30 years when you were 40 and you did have some small form of cardiovascular disease, but you didn't have the severe symptoms that you had at an older stage.
Okay, and so would you say that this could be termed as a fountain of youth?
Well, you know, it's a very good question, because our investors, so we have a very well-known German investor who is investing quite a lot of money, and he is very much focused on rejuvenation, on healthy aging. He's an IT billionaire that started to invest in biotech companies like us because he really wants to find new therapies that allow you to age healthy. We're all going to age and we're all going to get older, and that's not a problem. I think what we really want to focus on is making sure that you can age in a more healthy way.
And is this out in the marketplace now? Do you have customers for this, or is this still in trials?
It's still in development. So we are going to start our first clinical trial in healthy volunteers next year in 2023. And then we are going to develop our technology further in bigger trials. As you know, you always start with a small amount of patients to see if it's safe and the quality is right. And if it works, and then you always go into bigger and bigger populations. We do expect to be able to serve our first patients already in 2025 for a very rare, an orphan disease that we are targeting. And then in 2027, we want to launch the product for a much broader population of people who would benefit from it.
Well, Matthias, once again, congratulations on this award, and thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Matthias Brueggemans is CEO of Elastrin Therapeutics, winner of the Innovation Technology Development Award, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company as well as to the awards program posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Remember, you can hear us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.